Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joel Barker. A dozen years he's been hanging out with us, and boy, I tell you, this is a great day for us to have had Joel with us all this time. Joel is one of the top futurists in the world, probably in the galaxy, author of several books on foresight, including Future Edge, including my favorite and what I consider to be a landmark book, a groundbreaking book of the 20th century and still valid in the 21st century paradigms, the business of discovering the future. Joel, another thing you bring in us today is water purification without a filter. How can that be?
This is a paradigm shift, and it is really
Not even a membrane.
It's all done with, and this is crazy, but with CO2 gas.
Huh.
What have we been trying to get rid of? All
yeah,
of a sudden,
carbon dioxide.
It shows up, yes, as a purifier for water. So the way it works, and this is really interesting chemistry, so I won't get it exactly, but people can follow your, you know, they go to your site and they can get the URL to get the chemistry details on this. But basically, now this is crazy. It's a tube of silicon rubber that starts as one tube and then splits into two tubes at the other end. You then take compressed CO2 and you put it on the outside of the silicon and it permeates through the silicon rubber into the center, the open area. You then flow dirty water with particulates in it through it, and the CO2 causes the particulates to get a charge, which makes them accumulate.
Hmm.
And go to one side of the rubber tube, and the other side of the rubber tube is pure water. This is inside the same tube. Then remember I said it's split at the end?
Right.
The dirty stuff goes out one side because it all
right.
sticks
like
to
a
one side.
Like a centrifuge effect.
Yeah, without a centrifuge.
Yes.
And the pure water goes out the other side, and there is no filter.
Wow. You know, most people don't realize the dynamism in a column of water, the different kinds of water there is, and how the molecules play off of each other, and how you can't just use regular water to dye fabrics. You've got to have certain properties. I mean, water is not just water, folks. It's not all created equal, and it's an actual treating water, dealing with water. Is literally a discipline unto itself.
You know, you amaze me because you're one of the few people I know who could say what you just said and get it right. It water is really complex, and we're just beginning to understand that. And this is a good example of using, as you said, the dynamism of water to literally sort particulates apart by adding the one added ingredient is pressurized CO2. By the way, what's interesting is somebody said if you want to, you can capture the CO2 as it's going out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So you can reuse the CO2 if you want. But here's the important thing. It's so simple that you could install this instantly anywhere in the world and start cleaning
could
the water.
Could it be microtized and put into a home or something like that? Could it be put
into a small? Absolutely. They're looking at that right now.
Wow.
Right, exactly right now.
So,
and also village wells.
So here's what's even more exciting to me than everything else we've talked about. We found a way to turn carbon in the form of graphene into something not only that's useful, but could be used in zillions of applications. So all this carbon that so many people have hated all these years could now become a great asset. And where carbon dioxide is becoming, something we hate, it could now turn into something that gives us pure water and many other things. This is what you and I've talked about for 12 years, yep, about how the combination, yep, of innovation and honest research can change the things that we don't like.
Yep. And it reinforces what I've always been saying too, which is you never know what you're going to discover. Make sure there's enough money in the economy for research.
Absolutely.
And basic research, and it's the engine of a positive future.
And is this not proof that there's no such thing as settled science?
Oh, goodness. Huh. There's so much we do not know. If I was a scientist, I'd say, look at what I get to experiment with.
That's right.
I'll fill my life with this and barely touch it.
That's right, exactly. Hey, Joel, it's always a pleasure. You make us so smart, and we appreciate it. Come back soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes around here. We would not do without him. We're so fortunate to have him spending some time with us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Oh, by the way, joelbarker.com. Please go to his website. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.